Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Right, what about Everton's actions then in trying to bring Marco Silva from Watford? So here's one of the headlines today. Watford a brace for a third approach from Everton for Marco Silva. But they maintain they will not lose him. Everton offered £8.5 million for the 40-year-old Portuguese manager who's been in charge for 11 games at Watford. So £8.5 million.
Right.
Is that a good price for Marco Silva?
We would never know that until, you know, it bears out. Until either in 18 months we're in fourth place or whatever, or in 18 months we're sacking him.
But is that what you pay for a manager?
That seems pretty obvious. Well, I believe we paid £7 million. For Koeman, am I right in thinking there or thereabouts? It's not a lot of money in this day and age. If it goes well, it's money well spent. People could argue that Koeman got us. Where did we finish? 11th before we had Koeman? Did we finish 7th last season? So I don't know what it is per place. You know, without looking at the pennies and stuff, you know, pretty much lifted the place after Martinez had gone. Then it's not gone too well. So we've changed it. This guy looks a little bit more longer term, I think. I really like the way he sets teams up, and obviously they've lost three on the bounce as well, which is a little bit ironic. Maybe he's taking his eye off the ball. Maybe this is affecting him slightly.
Do you think the conversation
was
nice
of him to give us 3 points as well the other week?
Do you think the conversation with Everton has gone on for a few weeks, or did Everton actually really go down the Sam Allardyce road until it came to an abrupt conclusion?
I think they were prepared to use a stopgap. That's my reading of the situation. We'll never know, maybe people will never tell exactly what happened behind closed doors. It looked like Everton were prepared to use a stopgap for 6 months, the way West Ham have chosen to do. But it looked like their chosen target, Sam Allardyce, didn't want to do that. I think Dyche was mentioned, even at this moment in time, it's a serious consideration. Not for me personally, but, you know, obviously it's been there, it's been mooted. So that was at one point. It seems to be backing off now, and it does look like it's a merge that, with the bit of time we've had to look at this situation, or the club have had to look, that they're looking at Marco Silva seriously with a view on now and the coming seasons.
Well, it seems like he's the number one choice for them, doesn't it? I don't know what a proper price is for a manager, but I did see an awful lot of criticism last night for the way Everton had handled these approaches. Almost many of them saying they should have offered more for someone who's so highly regarded.
Well, maybe that's the case. Maybe that's why Watford are holding out. Maybe, you know, maybe Watford are prepared to let him go, but now they're going to say, well, we'll just get the highest price we can. And that's their prerogative, and it's up to Everton to say how far they'll go. And, you know, whatever it will be in the scheme of things and in the amount of money that comes in through the Premier League and the amount of money that we have or supposedly have, then it's not really a big issue. If he's the man that's going to lead us through the end of this season and beyond and into the new stadium, then, you know, they need to go and get him.
Well, you'd stake your money now, wouldn't you, on Marco Silva getting the job? And it's become a little bit of a public chase now. They're obviously going to go back in for a third time.
I would imagine that, you know, intermediary talks will have happened with Marco Silva. I believe he's intimated that, without a doubt, he would like to come to Everton. I would believe he'd also, to some extent, he'll have laid out his plan, laid out his blueprint for what he wants to do. I would say, you know, because these are things that all of a sudden will have impressed Everton. You know, all of a sudden you're saying, it seems like 2 or 3 weeks ago it got mentioned, but it didn't happen. Well, in that time, I would guess Everton or the people involved will have been given some kind of indication of what this guy's about. And I think they'll have been very impressed. He's impressive anyway in terms of how he sets teams up, in terms of him doing well, you know, relatively at Hull and certainly at Watford. So that's impressive on the face of it. When you get to meet these people, when they lay out what they want to do, how they're going to do it, what their strategy will be, you know, he'll have now an understanding of what Everton's budgets will be, so on and so forth. And I think it'll be a matter of time, in my opinion, that they'll get him.
If you're Watford manager, how big a step up is it to become Everton manager? What is the lure for him? Because, well, is the other side of the coin here that his stock is so high at the moment? Is he thinking, well, if I stay where I am for a couple of years, then maybe even clubs bigger than Everton might have an interest in me?
This is something that Everton have to live with at the moment. If Everton as a club continues to grow in terms of players they can attract, in terms of moving to the new stadium eventually, then certainly that becomes less likely. Everton suddenly become a bigger club, moving to a different realm. In terms of going from Watford to Everton, it's you know, in terms of what the fans demand, in terms of what the fans expect, what I've lived through in the past, and we are going back longer than we'd like to now, but you know, the expectation and the demand of Evertonians is relentless. They want success, you know, and we've been starved of it. There's no doubt about it, and it's going to be a completely different environment than Hull, than Watford. I mean, you know, the Watford was possibly a step up from Hull. Obviously, they were relegated to Hull, but going from Watford to Everton is going to be a monumental step up in terms of the atmosphere, in terms of what fans and staff want at the club, and he's going to have to rise to that challenge. And I'm sure he is. He's a good age. I think he's similar age to David Moyes, but well more experienced at a quality level than when David Moyes came in.
40 years old. Does it matter to you what the club are going to pay him? Ronald Koeman was the 11th highest paid manager in world football, not just in English football.
It doesn't matter to me.
Does he have the right to earn the same money as Ronald Koeman?
Well, these are kind of questions that are such a grey area. Negotiations and anything in life are always, you have to factor in what the different variables are. And at this moment in time, he's a man in demand. You know, he may well demand and get more than what Ronald Koeman was earning. He may or may not. To me, as a fan, it doesn't matter. As long as we can afford, as long as it's not going to put us in trouble, as long as it's weighed in with everything else, as long as it's not at the sacrifices of, say, a centre forward or, you know, a couple of squad players. And I'm pretty sure that nowadays it's not. So it doesn't matter to me. You know, I think we're beyond now the question and the surprise of what people are earning in football. So it's not a problem for me.
So as long as it's not the
as long as he wins games,
not the swap for a couple of Funes Moris or something like that. right, it looks like it's going to happen. It's one of the headlines. Everton ready to double Marco Silva's wages in an attempt to persuade him to quit Watford mid-season. It's a really short amount of time he's had at Watford, isn't it?
Watford. I don't want to use the term kind of live by the sword, die by the sword. But I've looked at Watford from afar for a couple of seasons, and I think they have a strategy of, you know, this is like a management strategy, if you like, where they like to change the manager on a continual basis. It's as if their players are viewed as employees, obviously, and a new voice gets an extra 10% or a different direction, gets an extra motivation out of players. And it seems to be working so far. They were promoted. They got rid of the manager. They survived in the Premier League. We all thought that was fantastic. They got rid of the manager. They survived again. They got rid of the manager. This seems to be something that they're looking at as a strategy to run a football club at this moment in time. Over the last 4 years or three to 4 years, you can't argue with it. It's working well. Mm. For what that club is, for what their level of expectations is, it's far exceeding what a Watford fan would have expected or wanted even for the last decade. You know, they maintain their premiership status. Each year they make a little nudge forward. Whether the manager, whoever the manager is in charge, this is the way football's gone. You can't become attached to players. You can't become attached to managers. You just got to hope that your club keeps striding forward.
All right. A couple more stories making headlines. They've only got a minute, but Juve want Emre Can, according to the Liverpool Echo this morning. We know that interest has been there, but Juventus have reiterated their desire to sign him on a free transfer next summer and have set their sights on his possible replacement. Do you understand? You know, when it goes to a free transfer situation, immediately, does the player double, treble his sort of money on the basis of the clubs not having to pay another club for the player?
Well, this is...
Is this what happens? Does all the money just go to the player then?
I would imagine. So you look at a negotiation situation that I mentioned earlier, and you look at all those factors. If you're a good agent, you know, pretty obvious you're going to turn around and say to Liverpool, look, he wants to stay, he loves this club, but he's got 18 months left. Unless you make him an offer he can't refuse, we're going to run down the contract. Juventus are going to give him, I don't know, £15 million signing on fee and pay him 100 grand a week or 200 grand a week, whatever it may be. You know, they'll look at a pot and say, you know, this guy, Emre Can, is worth, what was he, on the open market, clubs come in and bid. Liverpool have to replace Emre Can. That's the question. What, they're looking at 35 million?
Present day, yeah. 35, 40
million. So that's the negotiation.
Bought him for nine.
If Liverpool can do a deal with Emre Can, that's less than 40
million. Which isn't going to happen. Why so not? If Juventus wanted to buy him, they'd have to pay a 35 million. So they've got 35 in the pot, essentially.
Unless he runs the time down on his contract. Now, where Liverpool could win, they could turn around and say, well, look, we'll give you... there might be a price that he'll accept. There might be an £8 million sign-on fee, in which case they just re-signed Emre Can for £8 million. So I don't think that's bad business at all. You know,
so what did you go for at your highest?
Not £8 million. £2,000.
Did you? £2,000?
Yeah. I like to go for free. I did, yeah.
Where did you go for £2,000?
Scarborough. from Chester. So. Yeah, it was three, but I asked for another £1,000 off the Scarborough chairman, so it ended up being £2,000. So I got the extra £1,000.
Yeah. Excellent, good work there. Tranmere Peterborough tonight. Good luck to Tranmere Rovers. Fantastic stuff.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.